if all of a sudden I'm a dirty player.
So you're upset your reputation's taken a hit
here. That's the only thing. When I leave this earth, I'm going to leave with one thing. That's my name. Don't bash my name, you know what I mean, just because of one incident. So it's all good. You know, long as he understands that that wasn't intentional in that organization, it wasn't intentional, I'm fine. So let's move on with Cincinnati.
Where's the fallout coming from, Vince? Where are you hearing it from?
I mean, it's everywhere. But I'm done with that. I said what I had to say about that. Let's talk about Cincinnati.
Are they saying, Vince, that you did it intentionally and that's because you know that you didn't, that's what's bothering you?
I'm done with that. Let's talk about Cincinnati.
Okay. What are some of the things that you see from Cincinnati's offense that make them so difficult to defend?
Where to start from. I mean, good offense, you know, explosive offense all around. They can run the ball and throw the ball. So it's going to be – we're going to be challenged this week defensively. I know we're going to be challenging. In order for us to go in there and play like we're supposed to play, you know, it starts in practice at first. You know, it starts there, and then preparation. They rotate the offensive line. And I think that's a smart thing they do. I mean, keep these guys fresh. Come fourth quarter, they're not winded, you know. So that's pretty smart.
Vince, I know you don't want to go back to it, but I think it might help clear it up just in what you're saying. So I'm just going to ask you, bear with me for a second. I think people are saying the way you landed.
Yeah.
And if you could just, were you bracing your fall?
I mean, I got a million and one things going on in my mind. You tripping, a 300-something pound of tripping, you know what I mean? I have no idea what's going on. I don't know where my arm's at. So, I mean, like I said, it wasn't intentional, you know. It wasn't intentional, and that's the main thing I want to get out. You know, it wasn't intentional for everybody to think I'm a dirty player or that was a dirty blow. Not at all. You know, like I said, if you know me as a person, you understand that.
And just to follow up, I know you said you have friends on that team and you've reached out, but you haven't connected with him yet.
Not yet.
Okay, thank you.
Not yet. So.
But you still plan on pursuing that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, because it's a player hurt, you know what I mean, especially and I had something to do with it. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he'll be trying to get to him, trust me.
Would you challenge a punishment by the league?
I mean, I'll see what they say. I can only see what they say about it and move on. You know, my main thing is, you know, my character, you know, my name is, you know, it's just, you know, doing some crazy thing. People doing some crazy thing with my name right now, labeling me as a dirty player. And like I said, I'm far from that. Like I said, I got too much love for the game. I got too much respect for the game, too much respect for players to be labeled a dirty player. So that's why I play this game, because I love it, you know, not because I have to, because I love it. And you know, I've been playing for a long time, not just, you know, I've been 4 years in the league, but I've been playing football ever since I was four, so what'd that tell you, you know?
How did the league say it? Did you get a FedEx envelope yesterday?
No, not yet.
I mean, come on Wednesday,
not yet, so
maybe that's a good
I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know, but if it comes, I have to deal with it the best way I can. So it's all good, though, you know what I mean? I'm ready to play Monday.
What are your impressions of Chad Johnson?
One of the best. I'll tell you what, between him and TJ, man, and Rudy Johnson, it's going to be a long night for us. I mean, we got our hands full, point blank. This offense is explosive, too explosive, and like it's going to be the most explosive offense we've seen all year. So we're going to be tested everywhere.
Is there any better trash talker in the league than Johnson?
No.
Come close?
I don't know. You know what? I don't have to deal with him. I'm glad because I'm in the trenches. He out there wide. So I don't know. You might have to ask Ellis or something that question, or Zante. They'll tell you more about him. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good game. Monday night, they're coming off a loss last year. You know, we blew them out. I don't think that'll be a case this year. I think they're going to be ready. So.
Bill talked a little bit about how Cincinnati rotates about eight guys on their old line. How difficult is it for you guys who go up against them one-on-one to have to prepare for that many different players?
I mean, I don't think it's that difficult. I mean, I think it's pretty smart what they do just to keep them fresh. But we have to, you know, we have to make sure we know who we're playing against. You know, we have film on all of them. So we just got to understand who we're playing against at that time and what worked against them, what plays they run against. So our preparation is key when it comes down to that right there.
When you go up to the line or when you see them come up to the line, are you making a mental note of,
oh, yeah,
okay, this guy is...
Oh, yeah, he's in the game, mm-hmm, and this is what he do. Yeah, of course.